Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media coverage here as we are smack dab on a Monday morning and happy to have with you for another Athletic Director podcast here on MarymountSports.com. I'm Greg Waddell here with the Athletic Director, Tom Nerl. A happy Monday to you, Tom. And I got to say, I think we jinxed ourselves a little bit. We were talking so much over the last few weeks about how nice the spring had been. Finally, got some of that wet weather that caused you to scramble a little bit with baseball, softball, and even tennis had to do a little reshuffling last weekend.
Yeah, they did. And you know it's coming, so it's just the curse of the spring sports. But we're actually pretty fortunate because we didn't have a whole lot of events scheduled for the weekend because it was prom weekend. So prom was Friday night, so we only missed what we had on Thursday, and those are easy to reschedule. So, yeah, you know, we're still on top of things. Hopefully what they're calling for this week we don't get, and we can have a full week of events.
Yeah, absolutely. So also going to send folks over to the website as well at MarymountSports.com. Had a chance to come back out over to the campus last week and get a chance to talk with some of your coaches, and it was a lot of fun to get a chance to catch up with lacrosse and track and baseball and and softball as well, and talking to the coaches and how they kind of prepare and what they do for this spring, and just a little update to the games that were there. So get out there. But Tom, thanks for setting that all up. The interviews came out great. They look great. So MarymountSports.com. And let's get into it first off, and let's go right to lacrosse, because you actually had some lacrosse action on a Sunday, and then no rest for the weary. They'll be right back at it. But let's talk a little bit about the boys lacrosse and how they had to go up against one of the better teams in the whole region. And we're not talking region Cincinnati. We're talking like all the way through the state and up north into Michigan as well. They had to play a Brother Rice out of Detroit area.
Yeah, Brother Rice is pretty good. They're on a spring trip, and they came down here and they played St. X on Saturday, and they had some other games scheduled. That team just dropped off of their schedule, so they were scrambling to find games. And I think they actually talked to our head coach, Steve Peterson, on Easter Sunday or maybe that Saturday before Easter and said, hey, you know, we need to find a game. And it looks like your schedule's open. And Coach Peak doesn't back off of too many. So we were talking on Easter Sunday about, you know, could we make this work and what time. And so, yeah, we could bring them down. And so the JVs played their varsity B team, which was an eye-opener. And then our varsity played their varsity at 1 o'clock. And it was a great crowd for a Sunday. You know, it was a really good game. Our goalkeeper, Hunter Rippertello, had a fantastic game. The final score was 15-5. It's not indicative of the game. It was tied at the half. It was 7-5 going into the fourth, and then they cleaned up a lot of balls and put them in the net, and they're good for a reason. And they have a lot of D1 players on their roster, or players that are going to go to D1 colleges. And, you know, it showed in the end, but it was fun to play them. They had a very nice group of boys and coaches, and so it was a good day for our guys to see that. But, yeah, just – you know, there's some good lacrosse here in our area, and that was very good lacrosse, too. So proud of our guys for the effort they rolled out there against them. But we're ready to get back against our schedule this week and face some of the locals.
Yeah, this week, like tonight. So you have no rest for the weary. So you got a game on Monday, got a game on Wednesday, got a game on Friday. I mean, it's going to be a very busy week coming up, too. So chirping tonight, you'll travel over there.
Yeah, we're going over to Turpin, and something we set up years ago was a game with Turpin. We call it the Battle for the Paddle. One of their boosters had an old boat oar, and we said, well, we're both on either sides of the little Miami River, so you know, one side of it is blue and gold, one side is maroon and gold, and whoever wins gets to put the year and the score on there. And we have a lot of years on that on our side of the paddle. So, but, yeah, it's a battle for the paddle tonight against Turpin at Turpin. At 5:30 and 7:30, the boys go back on Wednesday, and they play at Summit Country Day at 5:30. That's a varsity-only match, and then a varsity-only match at CHCA on Friday. So, yeah, busy week after having last week off, but things are starting to wind down season-wise.
Well, I hope the boys enjoyed prom, because now they got to get back to work. So
that's right.
Got a little off time there, but you got to pay the keeper there eventually. So,
know, they have prom, they have after prom, and Coach Pete brought them out Saturday night just to get their legs moving a little bit before Saturday. So, yeah, a nice busy week after a quiet week last week. So, But I'm sure they'll do well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the ladies, though, they get a little bit of break. They don't get back at it till Thursday, but they will have themselves a match with Loveland coming up Thursday. So as far as the ladies are concerned, what a great season they're having, 8-3 coming into this week. And after a long week off, I'm sure they're going to be ready for that stretch run.
Yeah, they are. You know, they had they snuck Summit in on Thursday, when that rainy day, and we canceled the JV game, moved the varsity game ahead a little bit to try to beat the weather, which was a great call.
Yeah, it was.
And they got in, and they won. I think it was 15-14 or 14-13 us. Just an outstanding game for them. That was circled on our schedule. Summit's having a fantastic year as well, and for our girls to come out with a win like that, it was tough. It was a physical game. It was a very good game, but the kind you want to run into this time of the season. And you know, just like I said earlier, the tournaments are about 2 weeks away, and so gearing up for that—that's a big win for our girls. They go out to Loveland on Thursday at 5:30 and 7. They come back. That's next week. We loaded up a lot, but yeah. So one game this week, and then next week they'll have a busy schedule with three on the slate for them.
Well, do you know anything about when tournament draws start to happen, or how does that work out for the girls' lacrosse side?
I believe the lacrosse goals or lacrosse draws are next weekend.
So it is coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, them and baseball are the same weekend. That's the first week of May. The tournaments begin, I believe, the week of May 13th, and so they rank them. They have a ranking system that they do, and then the coaches vote their seeds like they do the other sports, and then it's pretty much fill in the brackets and go. So we'll start getting information on that later in the week as the brackets fill up, and of course we'll have that information on MarymountSports.com, and we'll also have it on the OHSAA website.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll certainly keep you up to date on that. Great plug there, by the way, on the website. I like that.
There you go. Yeah, I'm getting better at this.
All righty, let's go to baseball. And I know you get a chance to go out on the fields and get those cleaned up. And after all the rain that we had Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, it was kind of, and then chilly, cold yesterday. At least it's going to be a little warmer today, but I'm sure you got a little work to do on the fields to get them ready for baseball first up, because although they'll be on the road, I guess they play at Deer Park today, right?
Yeah, they're at Deer Park today, and you get to this time of the year and fields are wet, so if you're scheduled one place and the other place is dry, you just bump the games over. So that's what we're looking at, the possibility today. If Deer Park's wet, both our fields will be ready to go. But just a full week for baseball as well. You know, they got a couple wins last week, and then the game against Reading, it was in their control, a few errors, a lot of errors, and things kind of fell apart for them against Reading on Wednesday. And then Thursday they got rained out, which will be this coming Thursday. But yes, they're at Deer Park today. They're off tomorrow. They host Deer Park on Wednesday the 1st. That's also our senior day down at Fairfax Field. And then the varsity, as I said, they will play Reading on Thursday. That's going to be at Reading at Koenig Field. And then they're off Friday, and they come back and they play Norwood on Saturday at Norwood. So kind of a busy week, and things start to thin out a little bit. The nice change about the baseball schedule this year is it's 2 weeks longer.
Right.
So the what we were able to do as a league was to spread things out. And there's a couple of weeks where there's only two league games. So it helps on spreading the pitching out, but also helps to extend that season a little bit. And so gives you some extra time for rain out. So we're hitting that part with those Fridays. And then next week they'll wrap up the CHL season. The week after that, they'll jump into tournament.
And then, like you also mentioned, the baseball draw coming up over the weekend for the tournament this upcoming weekend. So then sometime next week we'll get that schedule uploaded and let you know what is going to happen once you get into the postseason time of things. As far as softball is concerned, the ladies still out there battling. Good for them. Tough times again with the weather last week as well. They had to reschedule that Reading game, but they'll get that scheduled this week. A couple of games with Deer Park as well. Kind of similar to baseball. It's almost mirroring things with baseball.
Yeah, the league schedule pretty much mirrors. Baseball and softball pretty much mirror each other, except when we get into those funny Fridays when baseball's off and softball plays, because the pitching is just different for softball because of the rotation of the arm. There's no strain on the, not as much strain, I should say, as a baseball pitcher's arm. So, and the softball season did not get extended. So they're on that straight schedule. But yeah, they're at Deer Park today. They host Deer Park on Wednesday. And then, they have Madera at home on Friday. And that pretty much wraps up the league season for them. And then they go out to CHCA on Saturday. For a quick game with them. CHCA is playing for their league title on Saturday against Cincinnati Christian. So we'll have the warm-up game for them at 11:30. And then, we jump into the tournament next week on Wednesday. Our girls are playing, I believe they're playing the winner of CNE and Georgetown. And that's going to be out there. And Georgetown's a higher seed on that. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to catch a second win during tournament season. So hopefully we can string one or two together here in the tournament and get some wins under their belts.
Absolutely. So best of luck to the young ladies on the softball side of things. Also had a little weather on the tennis side that kind of delayed some things on the Coaches Classic. And I know they had to kind of really schedule and move everything over to just a one day. So I know, I'm sure the tennis Coaches Classic, and I know that's a citywide event that they do such a nice job, and that ended up playing over the weekend, correct? I think trying to
yeah, they ended up playing that on Saturday, which hats off to our guys because we were at Fairfield and they had prom on Friday night, and the night wraps up around 4 a.m, so they grab a couple hours of sleep and then get at it on Saturday for a long day on Saturday, instead of, they just get all their rounds in on Saturday. But we're in a 4-team round robin. I saw some medals around the guys' necks over the weekend. Didn't get their final result. I think they won their flight, but I'll have an update on that today. Just trying to catch up with them. But, yeah, they're having a good season.
Yeah, they are.
The kids are really playing well. They're putting things together. It's kind of quiet to start. The start of this week, I know we had a couple matches get canceled, and then it looks like towards the end of the week they start picking up with their matches. I'm going through, and I know there's some reschedules on there that I don't have yet. I don't have anything on my calendar, but we'll get caught up with them, and then the tournament starts next week for them, and we'll see. Get some guys moving on to the second round.
And then finally, as we wind things down, it's going to be a busy time for track coming up, and because you get to host a tournament coming, or I guess an invitational this week, a track meet this week, so that'll be a busy time coming up later on this week.
Yeah, the McKee Kiwanis Invitational, it's one of the bigger meets that we attend. It's a two-day meet. We have it here on campus. It also serves as senior day for our athletes. I know Marin Valentine has closed in on a couple of records this year, and so we hope her and the relays have some good showings at this one as well. But it's a 12-team event that we're having this week. We had a couple teams decide they weren't coming, but that's fine. Looking at the weather, the weather right now looks kind of iffy with that, so if we have to move to one day, we will. But right now that starts on Wednesday at 4:30. That's here on our campus, and then we follow up at 5:00 on Thursday with the final. So it's a great meet day for the track team. Next week on Thursday and Friday, they go to the CHL Championships at Taylor, which Taylor always does a great job with the league meets. And on the 8-lane track, we get a few more kids placing on that. So things are wrapping up pretty quickly for track as well. You have the McKee, you have the league, you have the districts, and then state. So hopefully we get some kids really shaving some time on the runs. And we're looking for some big things out of these next 3 weeks.
And we do have an interview with Coach Natalie Dragovic as well, and talking a little bit about the season updates on the website, again, MarymountSports.com, so you can check that out. Before I let you go, talk to, and I love looking through your Twitter feed, and you put a lot of inspirational stuff. You try to find things that kind of motivate, but sometimes you put some lessons that are out there too. And I noticed one thing that you had on over the weekend that was very cool about how the NFL draft, of course, took place over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And one of the things you had up there is about a lot of the players that were drafted, not a lot of them, the majority of them, like 91% of the players, participated in multiple sports, and how important it is to be well-rounded and not just focus on one sport. Now some, that's the way it's going to be. I mean, you may have some that are very specialized, but I thought it was pretty – you know, a pretty telling number there that you had put up there. And the thing that surprised me the most were most of those kids that were drafted in football, obviously they're going to play football. The second sport that they were in was track and field. And I thought that was a pretty interesting telling stat.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you get a lot of kids that are big kids. And so, like when you're talking about linemen or something else, and so in some states they'll throw the hammer and you get the shot and disc here in Ohio. Yeah. That they'll throw, but then also, you know, your running backs and your skill guys are usually the fastest guys in their school, you know, when they play football. And so they're running those events as well, you know, once in the fall, once in the spring. And so they double up, but that was, and every year, you know, someone in the NFL will put out the stats of the multi-sport athletes, and just in the high school setting, it's just so special for sports. It's not AAU. You're playing for your school. You're playing for your community. You have your friends and family and relatives coming out to the games and very supportive. And I'm a big believer in the multi-sport athlete. And you know, you have those athletes that are just special athletes in their sport, and they concentrate on their sport. And that's great. That's great for those athletes. But probably for 98% of the high school athletes, you know, a lot of them aren't going to play at the next level in college or pro or anything else. And, you know, we're fortunate. We've got, you know, Will Grimmer playing golf at a high level at Ohio State. We've got Eric Swanson, you know, pitching for the Seattle Mariners right now. We've got some athletes this year that are going to go on and compete at the next level, which is great. And you want to see them do that. But for everyone else, this is the time to shine and just, you know, do as much as you can at this point in your life, because it gets busy after this. You know, you go to college and you play sports, you go to college and you start doing internships. You got to work after high school, and there's a lot of kids that work during high school as well, but you know, just the pressures of what you have to do, you know, carry on. So getting that in high school and just putting that out there, it's always a nice reminder that, you know, so many of those kids that they were not single sport athletes or multi sport athletes, and just try to pass it on to people who follow me on Twitter. So thanks for bringing that up.
I love watching. I love reading things like that, and I don't think we can ever get enough information and seeing things like that. It's out there. I appreciate you finding those things and putting those out there, because I retweeted it as well. I thought it was a great stat. So
thanks.
Good stuff, Tom, and great stuff. And we wish all the athletes the best of luck this week, and kind of heading down the home stretch now. May starts later in the week, so we're turning the calendar the final month of the not only the sports year, but the school year as well. And I'm sure starting to get a little senioritis with some of those. So finish strong, athletes. We want you to have a good go at it here as we head into tournament time. And Tom, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Greg. Yep, we'll talk next Monday, and we'll have some tournament information for you and some updates on our team. So appreciate the time. Appreciate everybody listening.
Absolutely. We do appreciate everyone listening in. Certainly do. So thank you very much, Tom. We'll catch up next week. Tom Neurel, Athletic Director, Marymount High School. I'm Greg Waddell. Appreciate you listening to our weekly Athletic Director podcast here on MarymountSports.com and ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.